This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We begin this hour with an update on the security threats facing the United States. Every year around this time, the nation's spy chiefs deliver a report to Congress called the Threat Assessment. And every year, Al-Qaeda is at or near the top of the list. This year, it still is, but with a twist. Al-Qaeda's affiliate group in Yemen is now a foremost concern for U.S. spy agencies. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
CIA Director Leon Panetta was characteristically blunt in telling lawmakers what he loses sleep over.
My greatest concern, and what keeps me awake at night, is that Al-Qaeda and its terrorist allies and affiliates could very well attack the United States.
Panetta was testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee, along with his boss, National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, FBI Director Robert Mueller, and other top intelligence officials. They all share the view that Al-Qaeda will try again, and soon. Listen to this exchange with the committee chair, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
What is the likelihood of another terrorist attempted attack on the U.S. homeland in the next 3 to 6 months? High or low? Director Blair?
An attempted attack, the priority is certain, I would say.
Mr. Panetta?
I would agree with that.
Mr. Mueller?
Agree.
General Burgess?
Yes, ma'am, agree.
Mr. Dinger?
Yes.
They all agreed with that. That said, Panetta argued that his biggest concern is not another 9/11-style attack. Rather, it's a terror threat that keeps adapting, making plots harder to detect. Panetta says terrorists are now trying to strike at the U.S. in three distinct ways. One, there's still the core Al-Qaeda group, still based in the Afghan-Pakistan tribal belt, and they're still trying to train and send terrorists to attack the U.S. A second, growing worry is the loner. Panetta says, think of the alleged Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, self-radicalized, homegrown. And then there's a third category.
It's the concern about the terrorist who has, quote, clean credentials, unquote, that doesn't have a history of terrorism that has come to our attention.
The key example here, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the Nigerian man who allegedly tried to blow up a plane on Christmas Day. He's notable because he already had a U.S. visa.
I think they're going to be looking for other opportunities like that.
Abdulmutallab's also notable because his training and explosives are believed to have come not from the core group, but from an Al-Qaeda regional affiliate in Yemen. Intelligence Director Blair said gaps have been closed since that attempted bombing on Christmas Day.
I'm confident that someone who left the trail that Mr. Abdulmutallab did would now be found.
But Blair added the system's always vulnerable to someone, quote, more careful, more skilled. At a hearing like this, the task is to run through a whole range of threats, not just Al-Qaeda. And there was plenty to talk about, from nuclear proliferation to climate change to prospects for peace in the Middle East. One area Blair tried to focus senators on is the growing threat of cyber attacks.
Malicious cyber activity is growing at an unprecedented rate, assuming extraordinary scale and sophistication.
Blair says we should see the recent cyber attacks on Google in China as a wake-up call. But there was some good news in all of this from an unlikely corner, the economy. Just last year, Blair testified that the global financial crisis posed the greatest threat to U.S. national security because an economic downturn leads to unemployment, which can lead to civil unrest, which can lead to political instability. But that hasn't happened, Blair said, at least not to the extent that he'd feared. Blair told lawmakers, quote, the past economic clouds darkening the whole strategic outlook have partially lifted. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.